Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Howdy, third hour here on Tiki and Tierney. What's happening? CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Got another hour before we blast you into the weekend. Sharp T, Sharp Tizzle, Sharp Tierney, who fluctuates between 3 and 7 weeks and 7 and 3 weeks here. Hopefully this week it's 7 and 3 weeks.
That's still 500.
Although he's a few games under, because last week was 3 and 7.
Yes,
the week before he was 7 and 3, meaning when he came in here last Friday, he was over 500. But last week he was 3 and 7, so right now he's a couple of games under 500. We are hanging out inside of our studio, the Rocket Mortgage Studio, Teak. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. We are absolutely stuffed today, and we started the show. You guys are going to want to check some of this out, whether it's on Twitter, at Tiki and Tierney, YouTube.com/Tiki and Tierney. The game last night, obviously, Brady. The ridiculous taunting penalty, which never enabled the Eagles to get the ball back. You just, come on, NFL, you got to fix it. You're ruining the game. I mean, you're taking possibly a win off the board. You're altering history. You're unnecessarily injecting yourself into outcomes.
Yeah.
Got to change it.
And the Bucs were vulnerable.
And they
actually are vulnerable going forward because they have so many injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Both their starting corners are out. Gronk is out probably for another couple of weeks. But, I mean, O.J. Howard made it feel like you didn't even need him.
Yeah, he's going to be traded this offseason, I would imagine.
Well, Cameron Brate's there, too, so maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Still there.
Maybe. Because there's value for him. You're right.
I would think. He's still 27.
Yep. All three of their wide receivers have 400 yards and multiple touchdowns.
No, they can score.
Oh, they can score.
Can they stop you, though, when they need to?
The defense is banged up, and this was a short week for them. So my point is, if the Eagles had gotten the ball back without that taunting penalty,
yep,
who knows what could have happened.
Like, put Tampa on their own 42.
That's right.
Rather than the 25, which was ridiculous. So the check swing last night, the Giants and the Dodgers, horrendous way to end that. What was an epic series. Scherzer coming out of the pen. It worked out. You know, Dave Roberts was pretty transparent. He's like, listen, this is really above my head. We're gonna get an opener here,
yeah.
A bullpen session to start. It wasn't really my idea. It was kind of floated down from the front office, basically told them to do it. And it worked out.
But what does this do for Scherzer? When can he pitch game 3?
Let's see. Game 1 is tomorrow. Game 1, you can pitch game 2. He didn't pitch much.
Okay.
It was probably a bullpen day anyway. A little session, a side session.
All right.
So obviously jumping around. Sharp Tierney coming up next segment, as I said. This is amazing. We talked about some coaches on the hot seat, off the Gruden firing for a different reason. We threw some names out there. Not that it's fun, but there's some pressure being ratcheted up for a few coaches. All right, let me read this for you here, and we'll give you a little thought on the Ravens-Chargers as well. This, to me, is amazing. Ramona Shelburne, ESPN. Highly respected reporter. Not into the nonsense, not into clicks. She is well-sourced, and she is fundamentally, I believe, as good as anybody in the business.
Yep, I agree with you.
She's got a great track record, right? Quote from a piece she filed to ESPN. Ben Simmons was being held out of the team shoot-around, this is a year ago, prior to Game 7, playoffs, he told them, due to a possible exposure to a team masseuse who'd returned an inconclusive COVID-19 test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Several players were questioned about whether they'd seen her that morning, but only Simmons said that he had. Quote, he answered the question very honestly without thinking of the implications, says one source close to Simmons. But according to multiple sources, many within the team questioned whether Simmons had actually seen the masseuse or was just trying to get out of playing as he battled the basketball version of the yips.
Wow.
Now, listen.
That's a lot of speculation right there.
I went to day camp. I was probably 6. My son's age now. And I remember we were doing, and I loved camp because I loved playing the sports. But every day we would practice, like, I remember we were doing some one of the Grease songs, And like, you know, you had a, and I love Grease the movie, and although I don't know if I loved it then, I love the soundtrack. It's great. It's a classic, right?
Yes.
But back then, even though I wasn't shy, I just couldn't get the dance steps. And I felt so overwhelmed that like, so I feigned illness every day. Not when we were playing like stickball or punch bowl or basketball.
You had to do it. You had to do it. You had to do the dance.
It was how we ended. All the parents were going to come and watch us do this Grease rendition, right? So I would tell my counselor, oh, I'm not my stomach every day just to try, just to get out of having to go up there and do the music. And this is in essence what they're implying about Ben Simmons. He was trying to get out of Grease Lightning, which is game seven, because he's got the yips, or many suspect he's got the yips, or had the yips, whatever. Teague, okay. First of all, she's an impeccable source, so I'm going to believe this for now until it's aggressively refuted, and I still might believe it. But my question is this. Who would leak this? If it's the Sixers, okay, they are crushing whatever value he has on the open market right now. Think about that.
Yeah.
Because now you're saying he's mentally soft. That's what you're saying. That he's scared to play. If it's Simmons's camp, you're sabotaging your own client. Who would leak this?
Yeah. See, this is the hard part of this situation. It's not, you know, forget that this actually happened, you know, because if it did, it's a telling about Ben Simmons and his lack of desire to be on that spotlight in that moment.
The pressure cooker.
And if it's true, then, I mean, no wonder these guys, you know, wanted them gone. You know, forget that for a minute. We won't even dissect the merits of that. But you're right about this, BT. Who benefits most from this being leaked? It's not dissimilar to the John Gruden stuff, not the content of it, but the, like, why would someone leak this about John Gruden unless they wanted John Gruden to get fired? And from what the NFL is saying, they only gave it to the Raiders. So it's almost like, who in the Raiders leaked this about John Gruden? And it's similar, who within the 76ers would have leaked this about Ben Simmons to create, I don't even know what the perception really is. Like
a disconnect?
Yeah, like who would do this? And the only thing that, I mean, makes any sense is if it was one of the players.
Yeah, I don't think it would be anybody in the front office either. I tend to agree with that.
It would have to be a player who just, like, really dislikes him for whatever reason. Like, dislikes Ben Simmons and is not even thinking about the downstream repercussions to his inability to get traded or what happens when he comes back. Mm-hmm. Like, for any of that, he just wants him to look bad, to be on the wrong side of, like, hero worship.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good read. That's probably a pretty good read.
So to me, the only one person that would even think about doing it, and it'd almost be, like, without even thought, would be a player, right? So the question then now is, what player would want to do that?
Well, I mean, we could just throw darts. I mean, and that's, we'll find out if it is a player at some point. But if it was a player, I mean, and Ben Simmons knows it was a player or suspects it was a player, there's no way Ben Simmons could walk back into that locker room.
I agree.
No matter what's going on now and this possible front or facade that he wants to come back or he might come back and he's waiting for the COVID and his conditioning to, I mean, this is crazy
and
stuff
here. He's not right. He will not play tonight in the preseason finale in Detroit.
No, he's not playing tonight.
He reconditions, they're calling. He's reconditioning, so he didn't even travel. But he has cleared the health and safety protocol, so he's eligible to join the team. And this is the question we were asking a couple days ago, BT. Like, what's this going to feel like when he actually gets back on the court or in the locker room with these guys? We don't know yet because it hasn't happened yet because he's not traveling with them and he hasn't necessarily rejoined the team yet.
You know what? This story might inspire me to reconsider something. And I know that it's been shot down, not necessarily by the team, but by those in the know. If I'm the Sixers, and like if this is really true, and I know it to be true because I leaked it.
Yeah.
I think I call up the Nets and tonight and I say, you give me your headache and you can take mine. and if I did not, I was not of the mindset from Philly's point of view to want to acquire Kyrie Irving because of, you know, the flightiness. Does he want to play, whatever? Yeah. But at this point, I might be willing to take a chance.
Well, I got to tell you, if Kyrie Irving, I know he wants to be in New York. He wants to be in Brooklyn. It just fits whatever his personal narrative he's writing for himself. New York and in particular Brooklyn is where he wants to be.
Yep.
But if I'm Kyrie Irving and I think about this objectively, being in Philly would be amazing for him because he's like just him. Right? He is the elite scorer, ball handler, point guard. There's no ambiguity who's leading this team right
now. Well, then Bede's going to want his 20 shots tonight.
I'm not talking about his 20 shots. I'm just talking about like who's got their ball in their hands coming up the court every possession, especially when it matters. Mm-hmm. Is it me, Kyrie?
Is it Harden?
Is it KD? Like there's options.
But I didn't sense any trepidation on the part of Kyrie to almost acquiesce
I didn't either. But I'm just saying from a truly complete team, it's kind of Philly if Kyrie is there. Because think about it. You got Kyrie at point. You got Simmons is your big five, whether he's a five or a stretch four, whatever it may be. You got Tobias Harris and a Seth Curry as like sharpshooters. One's a big dude. You got wings.
You got a pretty good team.
You got a pretty damn good team.
Yeah, you got a pretty good team without Simmons or Kyrie right now.
That's right.
You got a mid-level playoff team there because of Embiid, I would imagine.
But if you have an elite now point guard on that team, does that push them over the top? That's the question. I mean, it's an interesting like thought experiment to think about Kyrie on the 76ers.
And then Simmons on the Nets, you could just let him do his thing because Durant's going to pump up 20 shots tonight.
James Harden's
going to pump up 20.
And he's going to bring the ball up.
Joe's going to get all the open threes. That's Joe Harris and Ben Simmons could play defense and facilitate.
It's like when you think about
it. And run and hide in the fourth quarter.
It doesn't matter, right? Go ahead. Go hide. We don't care.
Eventually you're going to be in a tight game and eventually the ball's going to find you. It always does.
Yeah, but
it always finds you.
Yeah, but
whether it's the baseball diamond, the court, it always finds you if you don't want it.
But if it actually really matters is going to be in KD's hands.
Yeah.
I mean, when you really think about this and you just like stick it on paper, Kyrie and Philly and Ben Simmons in Brooklyn kind of works.
It does. I mean, on paper, but here's the problem. And you know, this is something that the Sixers would have to really evaluate. Let's say, all right, Kyrie on the Sixers would be a what seed? What would you say they are? Kyrie and the Sixers,
are they
a two seed?
I think they're a two
seed. I would probably agree with that.
Yeah.
What if the Knicks are the seventh seed? He can't play the first round of the playoffs.
That's a good point.
And by the way, even if he stays with the Nets.
That's a great point.
Like, I don't think the Knicks are going to be a four seed again. I think the Knicks will take a little bit of a step back.
That's a great
even
point.
Even though I like what the Knicks did this offseason. But you know what I mean? Like, there's a situation
He couldn't play. He'd be out the three road games.
If he's with the Nets, he'd be out the whole series. If he's with Philly, he could play in Philly.
That's what I mean.
If the mandates don't change in New York City.
Yeah, which could.
Well, they could. I don't think anytime soon. We discussed that with flu season, et cetera, blah, whatever. But this is nuts. We're a couple days from the start of the season, and you know, one of the truly reputable journalists in the sport of basketball is telling us, based on sourcing, that the organization, in essence, believes that he was trying to chicken out of playing to Game 7.
Yeah, and again, we're speculating
feigning exposure to COVID?
It's all speculation.
To not have to play?
Is it speculation?
It is a little speculatory, but it's not like rampant Twitter speculation.
Yeah.
It's Ramona Shelburne reporting.
That's
still different.
That's the only reason we can talk about it.
Yeah.
It's because it's someone who you respect in the space. But if it was someone else, you'd probably be like, just heard.
Depends who it was. If it was Shams or Shams, I would say okay. If it was Stephen A, I'd say okay.
Yeah, somebody.
If it was somebody really piped in, I'd say okay.
Yeah.
And she's piped in.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting run. We're talking about it. So whether it's true or not, it fits what we think about Ben Simmons. That's why it's convenient and easy to talk about and speculate about, because it fits what we think.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, it makes sense that he would run from the stage in this moment because of what we actually saw in that Game 7. You know what I mean? Even if it's not true, it fits the narrative of what we've been talking about with Ben Simmons. And you know, your question, which was really the important one, who would leak this and why would they leak this? It feels personal more than anything else. It doesn't feel like something that's strategic, right? It creates an advantage or puts more chips in one side's, you know, coffer than the other. It feels like malicious. Like
it does. It's a hit job.
Yeah, someone's trying to malign his character, desire.
His competitiveness.
Competitiveness, all of that. So, yeah, I agree with you.
I don't know if you can come up with a worse diss than that.
That's a big one, man.
I mean, when else have we heard or read, even if it's somewhat speculatory because it's somebody telling her?
Yeah.
It's not like Ben told her that, so I guess there's an element of speculation, although it's responsible speculation. But if you look at the annals of sports, the last time like a star player remotely didn't want to enter the stage?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there were some people who were scared to step into the ring with Mike Tyson.
Well, Pippen.
That wasn't fear. That was That was selfishness.
He was pissed off. Petulant selfishness. He wanted the shot.
It was drawn up for Tony Kukoc against the Knicks.
That's a good point.
You know, he wanted the shot. Yeah. He wanted to put it on his shoulders. He didn't get it. He's like, I'm not playing. That's different than Ben Simmons.
But that was also a moment. That wasn't like,
It was a moment in the game. That actually definitely happened. Yes. We surmised that this happened.
True, but it was also a moment in the game, not the whole game.
That's true. What I mean? Yeah, he got off the layup line. Exactly. He entered the arena. Oh, my God. Man, oh, man. Gotta start grabbing the shades, Nick. But I'm gonna tone it down a little bit this week.
You gotta start bragging about it.
I got 9 years of track record. We have to tone it down that much here. Stugetz, how we feeling about the picks coming up? How we feeling? We good?
Very good. I think you have a big week.
Positive vibes only. Stop lying to him, Stu. Positive vibes only. Stu gets Sam. They're moving papers like he's working. Oh, the camera's on me. Let me shuffle this paper.
I was looking at your picture trying to determine what I thought.
And what are your thoughts?
There's a few that I have some questions about.
That means it's going to be awesome. by the way, I went, admittedly, and this could be dangerous. Sharp, I should say. He went with some high-profile games. Like, there's no real obscure, like, off-the-radar. The college games are higher profile than usual. So, we'll get to the picks. Hopefully make you a little bit of scratch. We'll make the picks next. Sharp Tierney, coming up next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Tiki and Tierney, here on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Tiki Barber here, waiting for the entrance of the Batman. They call me Batman. Name that movie. Anybody know that movie? They call me Batman. Anybody know that movie? Anyone? Thank you, Samter. Lean on me. Jump. Go ahead, jump. You smoke, don't you?
It kills your brain cells. It kills your brain cells.
Great movie. Great flick. We're waiting for Sharp Chaney to enter the building. And I think I see him coming around the corner from Brooklyn. Brooklyn's finest. Is Brooklyn in the house? No, but Sharp Tierney is flipping the bat like he's got something to prove. Look, I didn't do nothing. It's not me.
Nah, you go. We're tight.
Okay, good.
Got some reinforcements for the bad beats.
I mean, a Brooklynite coming in with a bat, I get a little nervous.
Right there. All right. What's up, TK? How you doing, buddy?
All's good, brother.
You all right?
You all right? I like this thing.
Stu Getz.
Get the Tiki and Tierney on that
logo.
Thing.
Did you know that that logo
I
was there?
I did not know that that was there.
It's going to be in the man cave pretty soon, by the way.
It's
coming home with me. Santa, how you doing, bud? You all right?
Living the dream, man.
Get all set up here.
Mm-hmm. Why is the pine tar on the barrel and not on the handle?
Because I looked for every advantage because I needed it. All right, so we are ready to get rolling here. I'm getting a little tired of being on the old up and down express. Up, down, up, down, up, down. It's like a heart rate. We got to start getting up and up and up. We have not had back-to-back good weeks. Now, we have not had back-to-back bad weeks either. Obviously, there's limitations in terms of how far Sharp Tierney could actually fall. I mean, he's not like the mortal man who might have two or three bad weeks in a row. We know Sharp Tierney never delivers that. So, with that being said, let's start cranking out the dubs. Week 6 around the NFL, week 7 around college football. Let's go!
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Every show makes picks, but this show actually makes picks that'll put money in your pocket. And we've got nearly 10 years of evidence to back it up. Buckle in and get your wallets ready as BT pops on his shades and becomes Sharp Tierney.
All right. So last week, a very, very, very sloppy 3. It's a couple bad beats. Nobody cares. One thing I learned a long time ago, Teak, in the old boiler rooms, you know, when I was coming up with the mob here, you know. Nobody, when I was working my way up the ranks of the mafia, nobody cares about bad beats. Pay me. Bleep you, pay me. What's the line? Bleep you, pay me. Well, I had to do a little paying last week. This week, they're going to start paying me, which means they're going to start paying you again as well. 3-7 a week ago, 23-26-1 on the year. I'm not going to front. I'm not happy with that. Not good enough. All time, 472, 403-31. That's good for a 54%. Let's go. You should know the rules by now. We do 4 college. We do 6 in the NFL. We could go totals. We can go sides. We can do whatever we want. All right, number one. We start. You know, I'm going to also change up a little bit of a tone here. Like, I've gone for a lot of early games. Okay. You notice that? Like 12 Eastern kicks, 12:30 Eastern. Nah, and it's kind of ruined my Saturdays because I've not been doing well with college football. So we're going to push it back a little later in the day. 4 p.m. the first kick, all right?
Delay the pain.
Delay the winnings there, brother. Take it easy, Teak.
Or wait for the pleasure.
Let's not be rambunctious over there. Let's not get too cantankerous now there, Mr. Barber. Texas Tech, -16.5 points at Kansas. The Red Raiders, 4-2 on the season. Kansas, 1-4. Now, the Jayhawks, right? 229th in the country overall defensively. They've given up 45, 49, 52, and 59 points in their 4 defeats. Texas Tech, conversely, they score 30th best of the country in terms of offensive prowess, passing the football. I'm going to lay the heavy wood. I'm going to go with the Red Raiders. -16. Eh, shave it. Why not? 16.5. I got Texas Tech to smoke Kansas. Boom. Number one. All right. Did you hear the? By the way, good segment earlier. You and BT talking. I heard you guys play that sound from Nick Saban during inbounds, out of bounds.
Oh yeah,
I was paying attention.
Saban's trying to motivate his guys
a little bit. Well, this is what happens when you have a terrific team coming off a mystifying performance. I don't know that you really need to overthink it. Can you imagine being around Nick Saban the past week? That curmudgeon. He must have been miserable in practice, just beating him into a bloody pulp, making sure they're ready to rock Mississippi State. Which is what they're going to do, Barber. Alabama, Roll Tide. -17 against the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. 3-2, Alabama, 5-1. Tonight game on ESPN. I'm taking Alabama. And the thought process, the theory is this. Alabama is a whole lot better, and Alabama is a whole lot more pissed off because Nick's been miserable all the week. Give me Bama -17. Boom, ring it up. Number 3, we go for Mississippi State getting waxed to Ole Miss maybe doing well. Should be a good game, by the way, Teague. I know you're into this one. 7:30 SEC Network. Ole Miss 4-1. Tennessee 4-2. Should be a shootout. Over 1,100 yards combined by both teams. The Rebels 46 points a game. The Vols 42. Last meeting back in 2014. It's been a little bit here. I like Ole Miss. I got the Rebs minus 2.5 in a shootout. I'm not saying they blast them. When the number's 2.5, they don't need to. Give me Ole Miss. Lay the 2.5. Ole Miss going to win. Bang. All right. Now, last week I told you Iowa was going to beat Penn State. Got a little lucky because Clifford got hurt. Because if he doesn't get hurt, I probably would have been 2-8 rather than 3-7. I probably would have lost that. But I didn't. Iowa, to me, now has to start playing for some style points here. Because, you know, Buckeyes playing well. Michigan's undefeated. Cincinnati's undefeated. Number 3 right there. Iowa needs to destroy Purdue. And they will. Purdue's 3-2. Iowa, number 2 in the country, 6-0. Hawkeyes laying 11.5 points. Ugly, ugly game against Penn State. And they know that they need aesthetically to put one up there that looks like, I don't know, 33-10. They're not going to score 50. They're not that kind of team. 34-7, 37-13. Iowa, minus 11.5 to roll Purdue. Go ahead, Iowa. Let's go. All right, now, let's face it. The Colts season has been horrible so far, T. 1-4. What happened to the Colts?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
By the way, I heard
Carson Wentz hasn't been great.
No, he hasn't. I heard you and BT talking about coaches on the hot seat. Maybe you guys neglected to throw in Frank Reich's name there?
I mean, it was on the rundown. We just kind of got distracted by Flores because he won't come on the show.
He won't? Oh, ooh. So you get the anti-Teak and Tierney mojo that I've heard about all these years, which is a very good thing. Colts minus 10 hosting the Texans. Now, to me, this is a pressure game. You got to win. And by the way, Colts will win. They will cover. So I'll just suspend what am I going to suspend this ball out of here? What am I going to suspend here, Teak? What's the word I'm looking for, Teak? Suspend any theater. I already gave you the pick, Colts minus 10. But you know what? Even when the Colts win this game, this doesn't stabilize their season. They lose, they're 1-5. They won't lose, they'll be 2-4, but they got a mountain to climb. Tennessee's better. Colts have to win. Colts will flex. Give me the Colts minus 10 on CBS, by the way. Indy cover. Boom. This is going to be a good game. This also on CBS. Chargers and the Ravens over under 52. Both teams 4-1. 1 Eastern on our network here. Listen, I like to look for the star factor. You know what that is, Teak? You know what the star factor is?
What's that? That's how many suns are rotating around the moon?
Get back in your hole, nerd. No, the star factor is there's a star, that guy's a star, and that guy's a star. And when there's that many stars on the field, which there will be, I like the over. Over under 52, I'm going to take the over. This is going to be a fun game on CBS. Chargers, Ravens, over 52. Keep it moving, Stu Getz. Attaboy. Raiders and the Broncos. Oof. Raiders. Oh, boy. What a fall from grace for John Gruden. Wow. War 25, 425 Eastern. 3-2 both teams are. Both teams scuffled a bit. You know, the Raiders situation, the Broncos now are suddenly 3-2, Teak. And I heard that BT was bragging after the Broncos started 3-0. He's got a little future
for a
couple of Scott Olds for the Broncos to win 8.5 at least.
Yeah.
And I hear your boys starting to sweat that one out a little bit. Should he be worried? Are the Broncos going to get this thing going or what?
Jets, Giants, Jaguars.
Yeah, it's true. They have not beaten a good team yet.
Jaguars.
I'll stop you when you name a good team. Not yet. I like the over in this game. It's a very low number. I don't know if it's the lowest of the week, but it's certainly among them. I think there may have been one lower. The over-under is 44. The Ravens, whatever the hell happened last week, they just weren't ready to play. They'll score a little bit. And the Broncos, they have weapons, and I think the Broncos are better than what they put on film the last couple of weeks. I'm going to take the over. It's a late game, fun game, divisional matchup. Over's 44, Raiders-Broncos. They tilt the number, they go over. All right, I'm going to surprise you here, Barber. Your boy Campbell out there in Detroit.
I love Dan
Campbell.
I don't
know if I like the tears after a loss. I respect it, but hey, come on, man.
It's an emotional dude, man.
It's not high school games. It's the NFL.
He wears it on his chest.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I do respect that. You know I love
still
emotion.
Still benching 350.
I didn't say it wasn't strong. I'm just saying I don't know if I like the tear optics after 5 games. But you know what? I prefer that or 4 games than not caring. And that man cares a lot. And that man's team has been hosed a few times. The Ravens game. The Vikings game, obviously, when they went for the 2-point going for the win, they got, you know, I don't know if they got screwed that game, more of just a tough loss. They got screwed in the Ravens game. The Lions are plus 3.5. They host Cincinnati. I like Cincinnati. I had the over in the game last week, and I just fell a little bit short. I thought I was going to win that one because they started off pretty hot. The Bengals are pretty good. They got weapons everywhere. You know all their offensive weapons. I would be tempted to take the Lions on the money line here. For whatever reason, I think Cincy has a little bit of a letdown slash stinker. But because I don't trust the Lions enough to go money line, I'll take the 3.5 just in case. Lion fans, I got you back. I-75. Come on, Troy, Somerset. Where else did I used to hang out there? Birmingham. A lot of great. The bars in Birmingham. Good scene. You would have had fun out there, Deke. Give me Detroit plus 3.5 over Cincy at Ford Field. We're going to go with the Lions here. Go get them, Detroit. Let's go. All right, Deke. I'm just going to suspend. What's the word again? Theater? Giants are going to get rolled this weekend. Giants, listen. I heard you and BT talking about Joe Judge as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, being the homer that you are, you didn't really want to amplify the pressure on Joe Judge despite the Giants looking like trash so far.
I'm not worried about Joe Judge. I know that there is some heat. I'm just not worried about it turning into a flame.
Oh, okay. Well, what happens if they lose when they do 37-17? Will that flame get ratcheted up a little bit? They'll be 1-5 at that point at home. The Boo Birds will be out. What happens then going into the bye week? Oh, everybody called up WFAN complaining, whining, Joe Judge got to go. I'm kind of like Tierney. I'm not saying he's got to go. But they're gonna get rolled in this game, and it's going to be an ugly weekend for the Giants. Give me the Rams, -9. I take no pleasure in saying this. -9.5, 4-1 team against a 1-4 team. Look at the injury report if you don't feel me on the Giants. They are really banged up. Rams win big. All right, we're going to go to the Cowboys and the Cheaters. The Cowboys and the New England Patriots. Now, let's face it. The Cowboys just have a little too much for me to even think about taking the Pats here. And it's also a nominal lay. Like, at this number, and I think it should be, in my opinion, 4.5. You know, 3 is not even 3.5. It's 3. Do you tell me the Cowboys don't have enough talent to beat a Pats team that really should have lost to the Texans? They were down by, losing by 13, 14 points to the Houston Texans? How the hell's that happen? They trailed the Texans by double figures. So, the Dallas Cowboys, if you love Dallas, you love this. If you love to hate Dallas, you hate this. Dallas Cowboys are one of the best teams in the NFL. Get used to hearing it. They've got the best corner, or certainly one of the top two or three. They've got the best offense, one of the top two or three. And they're just good, man. Dallas is going to, listen, I've got so much respect for Belichick. I'm never going to say, like, they're going to embarrass the Pats. I'm not going to go that far. Do the Cowboys find a way to win 27-20? 24-17. Yeah, they do. Cowboys -3. They beat the Pats 425. We get Dallas on CBS, by the way, which is always a treat. Cowboys win by more than a 3 spot. All right. So, in summation, take Texas Tech -16.5 at Kansas. Red Raiders, boom. Bama is going to smoke the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. Give me Alabama -17. Ole Miss -2.5 at Tennessee. Going with the Rebels. How about Purdue and Iowa? Give me the Hawkeyes. -11.5. Coming off the ugly win against Penn State. I'll take the Colts. -10 over the Texans. Chargers, Ravens over. Tilts upward over 52. Going over. Raiders, Broncos. I'm going over 44. Lions +3.5. Home to the Cincinnati Bengals. Give me Detroit. Stand up, D-Town. Rams -9.5. I'm going to go with the Rams to beat up Tiki's Giants. And Cowboys -3 over the Pats. Dallas will move to 5-1 on the season. There it is, our week 6 Sharp Tierney picks. Get them on Twitter at Tiki and Tierney, Instagram, YouTube.com/Tiki and Tierney.
Just
what are you feeling, Tiki?
It's been a year of the dog.
It's been a year of the dog.
You took a lot of big numbers.
I took a lot of big numbers, yep. Tech's laying a hefty number. Mm-hmm. Bama's laying a big number. Iowa's laying a big number. That's okay?
Yeah.
I am laying some wood here. That's okay. Hey, you know what? Listen, it's not like you're pumping out winners.
It's true. It's a good point.
Stu Getz, positive vibes only. Some winners there?
Absolutely.
Santer, absolutely. Positive vibes only. Look at him. Go ahead, predict the record.
He's given positive
vibes.
That's okay. 5-5 this week.
5-5?
5-5.
5-5. I don't like the way that sounds at all. I like the way
I got
our,
you, man.
What's
you,
that?
I got you.
Well, give me a number.
7-3. You got 7-3.
I'm going to go 7-2-1. I'm gonna work a little push into the equation. 7-2-1. Have fun. Be smart. Don't bet what you don't have. Don't do it illegally. Have a little fun. Get a little sweat going. It's always making the games a little bit more fun. So hopefully you guys have some fun and some success. Coming up next, we've got our week 6 whip around. The games I did not hit. Tiki and I will get to those coming up next after Erica Herskowitz's update, which is right now. Here's Hersky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. We've got a whip around coming up in a moment. Bounce through the remaining game, remainder of games. That's Friday. Just give me a shot already. It's 5:43. Get me drunk.
Friday, fool.
It's time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day. Well, brought to you by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We got Mark out in Birmingham. All right, with the four ALCS and NLCS teams locked in, who do we have in the World Series? I've got
Astros,
the Dodgers and the Astros.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, that was easy. Appreciate the text, Mark, or the tweet there. Enjoy the games. Thank O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs, guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. But that is not to just quickly dispatch of the Braves and the Red Sox, both teams with maybe a bit of an element of overachievement.
Of the two, which one do you think has a better chance? Red Sox?
Of the two, which, yes, I definitely would say that Lance McCullers is out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was odd because he pitched the other night and he pitched well and they took him out. And they said, well, the game was in hand, didn't really need to keep pushing him. But he spoke about forearm tightness after the game, which is almost always a precursor to something that's not good. And he's had at least one Tommy John. He may have had a second. I know he definitely had one. I'm not saying he's destined for the operating table again, but he's out for the league championship series. They've called up the Odorizzi is on the roster now. So he's not McCullers. McCullers is their ace. So, yes, I would give the Red Sox much more of a chance than the Braves. But out of respect to what the Braves, Acuna goes down, they pretty much remade their team.
Right.
Freeman's a great player. They've got good players.
It's October baseball and anything can happen.
That's right. All right, let's get to our week 6 Tiki and Tierney whip round. Here it is.
The Miami Dolphins, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
All right, get up early, get that coffee. Dolphins and the Jags, Miami 1-4, Jaguars 0-5 in London, 9:30 Eastern kick on CBS. I mean, what do we got here?
Well,
what happened?
The Jags got to figure out how to play a complete game. They actually play teams tight for two quarters, and then the second half, it turns into a different team. Maybe they're just exhausted or the adjustments, all those things you talk about. Urban Meyer's got a heavy task on his hand. But I think this will come down to the quarterbacks, BT. Tua Tagovailoa is healthy, relatively speaking, and back on the field for the Miami Dolphins, which they need him to be really good. We talked about this earlier with Brian Flores. If it's got to be the edge to the best quarterback, I'm going to give it to Trevor Lawrence. He's been playing really good football the last couple of weeks. And if that's going to be the deciding factor, I think the Jags have an advantage.
Yeah, I mean, number one, I think Lawrence is just more talented than Tua, as do you. I mean, as is pretty much everybody. Yeah, yeah. But he's also not rusty like Tua is. And that's something Brian Flores spoke about, the process of trying to ramp up the reps and get Tua ready for action.
One thing we won't know is, taking a hit. We won't know that until the game. But I think we'll try to do as much as we can to get a feel for what that'll look like or what that'll feel like, without having a setback, obviously.
the Green Bay Packers, the Chicago Bears.
All right, Teague, one of the best rivalries certainly in the sport. Packers 4-1, Bears 3-2. The scene is Soldier Field. Weather not going to be an issue. 65 and sunny. 1 Eastern on Fox, and Justin Fields gets to go up against Aaron Rodgers.
I'm excited. You know, of course, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's a great quarterback. He's been playing since as long as I can remember. So I know it's going to be a good matchup between, you know, him and our defense. Our defense has been playing well. So I'm excited to see him play.
He's poised. We've always spoken about that, about Fields. And he's obviously very talented as well. They make this a game, Chicago, at home? Yeah, I feel like they mucked this up enough.
I do think they will muck it up a little bit, BT. And you're right. And interesting, they have some billboard-ish material because Aaron Rodgers says, the only team in the NFL I would not play for is Chicago Bears. They're a top 10 defense right now. So you know they're going to get after it. But I think that Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams are just going to be a little bit too much. Especially if the Bears have to score in order to win this game. I think Green Bay Packers on the road find a way to win it.
Adams coming off a game over 200 yards receiving, red hot.
The Kansas City Chiefs, Washington football team.
All right, you know the story here. Kansas City's offense, terrific. Their defense, not good. Washington's offense, and their defense, not nearly as good as it was supposed to be. FedEx Field is the scene. No issue weather. Weather's going to be nice again for the most part everywhere this weekend. 62 mostly, except here, it's going to rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
62 mostly sunny on game day, 1 Eastern on CBS. Patrick Mahomes, what needs to improve on offense for the Chiefs?
At the end of the day, it's all about execution. It's all about us being on the same page. It's about me making the throw at the right time in the right spot. And so that's something I'll keep getting better and better at and try to find ways to score more points.
Both teams 2-3. Mahomes coming off a game where he had two picks in the fumble. Teague, this has been a big talking point this week here. He had the two picks, the deflection, but also the fumble. Overstated how he's playing poorly, or is it somewhat justified?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit justified, BT, but the bigger issue is defensively. They got to figure out ways to get off the field. Third down conversions are giving up almost 45%.
Oof.
And so it's just teams that even shouldn't be in the same category with him or staying on the field and keeping drives alive. I think this is not a get right because that's dismissing the Washington football team. But I do think Pat Mahomes plays a clean game this week, and that gives him a huge edge.
Okay.
The Minnesota Vikings, the Carolina Panthers.
Jump out to Bank of America Stadium out there in Carolina, 67 and sunny. No Christian McCaffrey. We thought he was going to maybe play last week. Then, of course, he didn't make it. I think we all figured out he's going to play this week. He's not already ruled out. And let's face it, you know, the Panthers, a couple of wins to start the season, now a couple of losses. The Vikings kind of fluctuated between looking good and looking like a team that's going nowhere, 2-3. What do you see here, T?
Yeah, Minnesota's defense is playing a little bit better than it was last year where they were just really bad. This is all about Joe Brady to me getting this is for Carolina Panthers, obviously, getting Sam Darnold comfortable again. Early in the season, easy throws, pitch and catch, take some shots, scramble a little bit, get DJ Moore involved and make some big plays happen. If they get back to that, they can win this game against a good Vikings team.
Yep.
But only if Sam Darnold plays a clean game. And I don't know if he still has that in him.
Remember, they traded away his tight end, Arnold.
Yeah.
I want to see maybe Terrence Marshall get a little bit more involved. The rookie. I want to see him get involved
for Carolina. Yeah. I'm thinking Justin Jefferson.
Oh, Jefferson's definitely going to be involved. He's one of the best receivers in football. And Darnold knows the Vikings defense, not going to be an easy day. Here's Sam.
They got two great, not only defensive ends, but the other two tackles. They do a great job of pushing the pocket, making the quarterback uncomfortable. They obviously have a great blitz package that we got to be prepared for, and we're excited for the challenge.
All right, this is a big one. Keep it moving.
The Arizona Cardinals, the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, the dog pound is going to be in a lather. They're already in the parking lot banging back whatever they're banging back. First Energy Stadium, all sorts of fun. Cardinals undefeated 5-0. 4:05 Eastern on Fox. 3-2 of the Browns. We know that tough loss Cleveland's coming off where they scored 40-plus points and still lost the game. And Kyler Murray knows that, listen, he knows what Baker's about. They were teammates with the Sooners. Here's Murray on his boy.
We had the best quarterback room in the country. We knew it, and it was the confidence and swagger about the room that was just it was unmatched.
All right, so there's a little pressure on Baker. He's been a focal point for us this week. What do you see happening here?
Yeah, look, Myles Garrett's got to have a great day against his team. Otherwise, Kyler Murray and this offense is going to go a little bit crazy. I don't think Zach Ertz is going to play. I mean, that would be an interesting, you know, he just played last night.
Wasn't there a rule? That happened last year. Somebody played on Thursday, was traded, and then was ruled ineligible, I believe, by the NFL to play the same. I do not think he's allowed to play.
That's right, but it would be cool if he did.
Oh, that would be great. I got him on my fantasy team. That would be awesome, actually. Yeah. I picked them up, too, because I've got a Pitts with a bye.
That's like baseball fantasy where they have more games than everybody else.
Yeah, true.
Myles Garrett's got to have a great day. He's already got 23 pressures on the season. That's sacks, knockdowns, and hurries.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't do this and corral Kyler Murray, then Kyler Murray and this Arizona offense is going to go wild. And I don't think Baker can keep up like they did last week against the Chargers.
No pressure spot, last one.
The Seattle Seahawks, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers looking a little better last week, coming off a win, 2-3 on the season. Same with Seattle, 2-3 Sunday night special, 8:20 Eastern. Hey, Pete Carroll, it's the Geno Smith show.
Geno's got a real good position on this team. You know, he has been highly thought of by the organization, by his teammates, and obviously the fans responded too.
And he played well. He played very well when he came in for banged up Russell Wilson. I think this is kind of a coin flip game. Seattle could win. The Steelers could win. Which way are you going?
Well, Seattle's defense has not been good, especially getting after the quarterback. And if Big Ben can stand in the pocket, you know that he's going to throw the ball downfield. Deontay Johnson and he have connected on first possession.
Touchdowns.
Each the last couple of weeks. Huh? And so I think there is some vulnerability here for Seattle. Defensively, I mean, they're the worst defense in football right now. But I think offensively, Geno Smith has got, I mean, maybe he rises to the occasion, but I got to see it before I believe it.
All right, there you go. Our week 6 Tiki and Tierney NFL whip around. We say Jared Valdir, the old lineman. Yeah, he was cut. Wasn't he cut or something? Then whoever picked him up, he was ruled ineligible to play after he was cut and picked up.
Yeah,
cut. Only because he landed on the COVID list, though. Otherwise, he was going to play. Cut by the Colts, was going to play for the Packers the next week, landed on the COVID list.
Wait, so can Ertz play?
I think technically he can.
I feel like he can't play. That would surprise me.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
That would be a fantasy first.
I was going to say fantasy holders of Zach Ertz.
And he got me 13 points last night. Except Kyle Pitts. So Kyle Pitts has a bye. I had to scoop somebody up. I'm like, all right, I got to get it. I picked up Ertz.
Yeah.
Because Goddard's hurt. It worked out well. He scored a touchdown. But maybe gets another one from Kyler. Go deep. Boom. Oh, I nailed it. Bang.
I think I knocked the tape off.
That was great. Everybody have an outstanding weekend. Safe, sensible, Saint Teak. Great week of shows, brother. I will see you on Monday.
Week.
Hey, have fun in the studio. CBS Sports Network tomorrow. Filling in for our boy Jonesy.
Appreciate it.
Have a good time doing some college football stuff. Everybody, Stu Getz, Santa, have a great weekend. And we will catch you guys on Monday. Twitter for the picks. Go check it out. Tiki and Tierney. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.